And now it's time for Foodstuffs, our regular look at food and food culture in the Granite State. Making your own liquor at home is illegal under federal law. A bill in the New Hampshire House right now would legalize the distillation of a limited amount of alcohol in the same way the state regulates in-home production of wine and beer. One local entrepreneur who sells stills is hoping the bill will provide a boost to his business. In a workshop off Depot Street in Manchester, foreman Jeremy Burrows rolls a beautifully shined sheet of copper through a machine to emboss it.
I just pretty much made the design for our pots. We do it also for the thumper and the worm, and it kind of makes it look better.
Thumper, worm, kettle, all the parts of this hobby distillation unit will come together here. The finished product looks elegant, like those shiny copper pots you might see at Williams-Sonoma. Unlike those pots, these stills can cook up essential oils, purified water, perfumes, and yes, moonshine.
Over the past 10 years, there was a huge renaissance in regards to brewing beer at home, and now the same thing's happening with actual hard alcohol, and we're here to help.
31-year-old John Zajac is the owner of the distillery network. Here in the workshop, it's cold, warmed in part by the flames of blowtorches, and Zajac wears a winter coat as he supervises about a half dozen workers as they fit together the copper still pieces.
These moonshine stills are the bongs of alcohol.
Like bongs, which are legal if they're used with tobacco, these stills are legal in New Hampshire, depending, of course, on how you use them.
We've had grandmothers making marinades with these essential oils, fragrances, perfumes. It's not just for moonshine.
But moonshine is a huge draw for Zajac's would-be customers, if you believe comments on the Distillery Network's Facebook page. Self-described survivalists also want stills to purify water or create fuel alcohol, which is legal under federal law. Zajac says his stills would have been handy in Houston, Texas after the recent flooding.
Water was $100 a gallon. If you had one of these, you could put swamp water in it and get fresh water.
For that reason, Zajac says, everyone in the world needs one of these. The business is a kind of Zajac family tradition. His father in Nashua makes big stills for commercial purposes. The distillery network grosses somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million a year in sales. Zajac won't say exactly how much, but he says if New Hampshire passes a law legalizing home hobby distilling, he thinks his business would grow tremendously, even if the feds frown upon it.
I just feel like they understand the market's overwhelming.
Zajac says he believes the demand is out there. 45-year-old Christopher Biello, no relation, of Belmont, New Hampshire, says he'd probably try making bourbon if the state legalized it.
I tend to reach for the top shelf when I go to the liquor store for a bottle of bourbon anyway, and I think it would be fun to make my own.
Biello says he is not bothered by the fact that it would still be illegal under federal law. He says he doubts the feds would waste time on his small home operation. It's unclear how much support the effort to legalize home liquor distilling in New Hampshire has in the State House, but Zajac has started a New Hampshire Hobby Distillation Association page on Facebook to rally other would-be home distillers to the cause. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.